Here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Thursday edition. Before you bet right here on the Covers YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe button right down there. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we bet. What am I talking about? I'm talking about this Thursday night football game tonight. And let's not sugarcoat it for a second. It is absolute trash. We got the Bears taking on the Commanders, and this is why we bet. Millions of us are going to be watching this game. Most of us aren't a fan of either of these teams. Do the Bears still have fans? Do the dinky Commanders still have fans? I don't think so. But this is why we bet. Crappy game, some good betting opportunities. So we're going to dig into that. Have a lot of fun with that, actually. I like a plus 650 prop in that game. I have three different guests coming up. Jingles, Davis Sanchez from TSN. Then in the back end of the show, Brad Powers will be here with some additional best bets for college football, along with a look at some of the bigger games of the week. So let's get the show rolling here. Let's bring in my first guest, my coworker here at Covers, my guy Jingles. Always a great big smile on his face. So what do you say here, Jingles? Game of the year tonight between the Bears and the Commanders?
I find in the betting world, the uglier the game, the more value there is to be had. The market's probably a little less efficient than a big Thursday night football game. There's some solid numbers there. I don't know. We're seeing DJ Moore, just alluding to DJ Moore later. We're seeing his number go up. Sam Howell rushing go up. I know we've seen some releases on Sam Howell overpassing, and we could see some passing today. I'm slightly excited for a game featuring these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. So let's get right into that. We have three bets for this one. Then you have a best bet for Sunday. Per usual, I'm going to hit lead off here. My best bet for the Thursday night football game between the Bears and the Commanders. Give me under 44.5. So neither of these offensive lines can be trusted. They are both complete trash. 40 combined sacks allowed. Neither can stop any running nose. Expect this to lead to lots of third down conversion attempts and a lot of empty drives. You know, the Bears defense stinks, no doubt about it. But if there was ever a game for them to look respectable, this might be it. Commanders 23rd in yards per play, 27th on third down. Just 23 total points scored in two home games for Washington. Meanwhile, check out the Bears on the road. They've been especially bad in road games, just 27 points in two away games, a brutal 4.3 yards per play. And you know I'm coming with some sort of trend. Washington, they've gone under in 20 of their last 25 games at home. And here's the thing. It should be noted that all 11 games within this 25-game trend at home, so all 11 games that have a total of 44.5 or higher, have stayed under. So a lot of the stats probably do point to a higher scoring game, neither defense especially strong, but I do think that there's a couple things here that could point towards this one staying under that total of 44.5. Okay, Jingles, you're coming with a prop. What do you have here for the Thursday nighter?
Let's go Sam Howell over 13.5 rushing yards, playing this to minus 122 here. I think this is good to 16.5 was open at 12.5. This is a guy who's literally running for his life right now, as you already alluded to all the sacks. Leads the league in sacks taken, 24, but he's turned those into 11 scrambles for 82 yards and a score. This is a guy who we've only seen him play five games so far, but this was a guy who had wheels at UNC, 830 rushing yards in his junior year, his last year there. And if they ever give him some designed runs, this is going to be a number that we could absolutely crush. Chicago, not a lot of pressure, but they've allowed three straight quarterback overs. There's a lot to like here. The milestones are in play. The 25 plus at plus 300 is in play. The 50 plus at plus 1225 is in play in this game. I like some back and forth here. Sam Howell, very underrated runner. This was 17.5 in week two. And I think this spread is playing a little bit of factor with game script here. And I wouldn't be surprised if this entire game was played pretty neutrally.
Okay, yeah, hopefully Sammy Howell takes off a couple times here in this one. Shout out to Corey Neal in the chat. He's asking if any chicks are in the chat right now. Probably not. And I would advise Corey, it's probably a better place to meet women than in the chat of Before You Bet. Hey, who knows, maybe this becomes a popular pickup spot for daters who bet. Okay, let's keep rolling here with the Thursday night football game. My favorite prop of the game, let's take a big swing here. No messing around. DJ Moore, 100 or more receiving yards is available. Mic issue there. Just bear with me here, guys. I think I am back. I will have to... I am back, according to producer Mick. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. Apologies for the technical difficulties, but more. 100-plus receiving yards, plus 650. So Washington has allowed a 100-plus receiving yard game in three straight games. Mervin Mims Jr. got to 113 against him. Stephon Diggs got to 111. And A.J. Brown went off for 175. Last week, he has two 100-plus yard receiving games already this season and easily leads Chicago in receiving yards. Had a season high 131 last week off a season high 9 targets. And Justin Fields, he's averaging about 10 more throws per game this season compared to last season. He's going to be chucking it out there. So more. Take a big swing, plus 650 to get at least 100 receiving yards. Okay, Jingles, your favorite play for Sunday. What are we looking at?
Looking at it, I was so angry last week when I decided to go with Russell Wilson over passing yards instead of Justin Fields. I could have got Justin Fields plus 250 at about 7-1 and decided to go with Wilson. And I ate that and it hurt. And now I'm looking just to basically fade this Denver defense every week in the passing market. We're getting another number with Zach Wilson, another modest total. Over 201 passing yards, minus 114. Justin Fields was about 190 last week. He finished for 335. He completed 16 of his 16 passes in the first half. Justin Fields, the most inaccurate passer in all of football, went 16 for 16 versus this defense. It's a full fade versus Denver passing defense all week. 8.9 yards per pass. That is by far the worst mark in all of football. Justin Fields, 335. Tua had 309 2 weeks ago. Sam Howell, we'll see him Thursday night. He finished 1 yard short of 300 in week two versus his defense. And then we saw Zach Wilson last week. He didn't look as bad. He had a completion total of 15.5, which he hit the over on the blitz. Finished with 28 completions versus a very good Kansas City defense. Zach Wilson is alive and well, and his milestones are in play. 250 at plus, about 320 right now. I think that's in play. Will Zach Wilson throw for 300 yards versus this Denver defense? Maybe not, but 250 certainly in play.
Yeah, I like the Jets this weekend, and I do kind of find myself cheering for Zach Wilson. It gets to a point, you guys know I don't like the Jets, but it gets to a point with certain players sometimes where the abuse, it just gets to be enough. And we've seen this guy underperform. It's like beating a dead horse or whatever, right? And he was very competitive last week, had a decent game versus Kansas City. So now he'll have a chance to bring that momentum to play maybe the worst defense in the NFL in Denver. So yeah, we will be cheering for Zach Wilson and the Jets here this weekend. Okay, Jingles, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about what you have going on over at Covers that people can check out.
The Bad X Release Show is in playoff mode Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:15 live on Covers YouTube. Me and Carlo Koliakovo doing our live, we're doing it live now, hockey show every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday at 10 a.m. Also on the Covers YouTube. Me and you here on Thursdays. Indeed. I'll be here Thursday night doing the social run for Thursday Night Football, and it just doesn't stop. There's a lot. Find me on Twitter. Find me on the Discord. Bet. And ooh, I mean, soccer afternoon. Who doesn't love betting on soccer in the afternoon to get you to the late clip? So I'm around, bud.
Our man is all over the map. All right, Jingles, thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck with your bets tonight and this weekend. We'll catch you again next Thursday.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right, that is our guy, Jingles. Make sure you follow him on social media. He's all over the map. NHL season starting, what, on Tuesday? He's going to be our lead guy for that. So he's your man if you like your hockey. Okay, let's keep on rolling here with my next guest. Let's bring him in here from TSN up here in Canada. Former San Diego Charger, three-time Grey Cup champion, our guy Davis Sanchez. Davis, How you feeling heading into week five of the NFL season? Oh, I cannot hear Davis. I cannot hear him. He is muted. There should be a mute button right on your... Some real technical difficulties. Are the Toronto Blue Jays in charge of this production here today? We'll give Davis a second to get that sorted. There we go. We got you. We got you. How we feeling? Let's start over. How we feeling heading into week five here?
Yeah, I was saying, you and Jingles, I agree. What a terrible slate, but often the best time and place for some bets. For me, it's some of the props. You mentioned one of them that I absolutely love was the DJ Moore. But there's some stuff here. There's some meat on the bone. And for me in particular, as you know, I'm a live guy mostly. And I think in these games where no one gives a crap or there's less eyeballs, you can find spots. So I'm excited for that.
Okay, so how do you view this game as a whole? I know, you know, maybe the Commanders might be a little bit better than people thought they'd be coming into the season. The Bears, the wheels have already fallen off. But how do you see these two teams matching up against each other?
The Bears secondary is in big, big trouble. The only time that we've seen Sam Howell struggle, I mean, not the only time, but the most of his struggles have come when he's under duress. He hasn't made great decisions. When he has a clean pocket, he's got a great arm. He's accurate. He's athletic. I like what Sam Howell does. The issue for the Bears is going to be two things. One, they're not getting pressure at all, Joe. No, they're not getting pressure. And two sacks. Tonight, say it again.
They have two sacks this season.
Yeah. And to add to that, this makes it even worse. Now with the beat up secondary, they can't blitz. They can, but leave those guys on the island out there, Stevenson and the other guy. They got replacing Jalen Johnson. But these guys, if they blitz and have to get pressure that way and can't keep too high, they're in big, big trouble. So for me, I look at Brian Robinson's over just because I'm worried about a little bit of if he's sharing touches back there. One thing I will say, though, is if they do keep those safeties high, he's going to get his. If they don't, then Terry McLaurin outside, the matchup is all day. I love putting those two together in some sort of prop or play them individually, but those are my favorite plays. I'm on the other side. I don't know what's going to happen with Chicago on offense. I think I'm higher on their potential offensively than everybody else, so I will probably sprinkle some DJ Moore over. I'll sprinkle some Justin. I like some Justin Fields as well, but my favorite play of the day is the McLaurin and Robinson over.
Yeah, those look like pretty good spots. I love that, DJ. I couldn't believe plus 650 for Moore to have 100 receiving yards. And very shocked. I think someone's sleeping on that one. And that seems to be within that price range at multiple sports books. So if you like my breakdown of that one, check that out. Okay, Davis, so let's look into Sunday here. Pretty big contrast between the Sunday nighter and the Thursday nighter this week. The Sunday night football game has the Cowboys in San Francisco. Yeah. Now, the Cowboys haven't really played anyone this season. They played the two New York teams, New England, and they lost to the Cardinals. Now they're going into San Francisco to take on a 49ers team that's beating the living crap out of everybody. They're favored by 3.5 points. So what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I was just looking at the rushing here. It was 3 yards they held last. They held the Cards last week for the Pats last week early. 180 yards to the Cardinals in the first half the week before the Cowboys allowed the run game. That's concerning, right? Three yards of rush to obviously the Pats, but the week before that, 180 yards in the first half. The run defense for the Cowboys – that's an issue for me. Now it's the first thing the Niners want to do is run the rock, right? And so when you look at the outside and in particular Brandon Ayuk and just all they can do, the Cowboys, the weakness to me for the Cowboys is their run defense. And now I don't feel as confident as I used to on the outside. I think this is the biggest mismatch, or a much bigger mismatch than folks think, because it has, you know, we kind of got let down with the Jets injuries and you know, the big matchups. We lost some of those. Last week's Dolphins and Bills was supposed to be great. That was a letdown. Now the folks are trying to build this as the game of the year. It's a big mismatch in my opinion. I think the Niners roll. I think if you look at, you know, the only way the Cowboys are going to be able to win this game is if they get a lead early and somehow, you know, make those Niners one dimensional and to come from behind. Can you see that happening?
No, I like the 49ers as well. Look at their game logs at home. Double-digit wins all over their place. They're just destroying everybody. So tune into tomorrow's show to see who I like in that game. Let's kick around a couple other topics here in the NFL here, Davis. I think the biggest surprise team of the season, and it's not a good surprise, is the Cincinnati Bengals, just 1-3 so far this season on two separate occasions. They've only scored 3 points. You know, a lot of people will point to the Joe Burrow injury, and maybe that's fair to some degree, but you can't blame the Joe Burrow injury on getting lit up by the Tennessee Titans. So 1-3, they could still get back into this. They play at Arizona. They're only favored by 3 points in that game. So what do you think of the Bengals? Do you think that they just stink and this might be a lost season for them?
I've been saying this, Joe. They have to sit Joe Burrow down, right? He's got an injury it's evident. I saw some stuff yesterday. He's getting the ball out quicker than he ever has. He's getting the ball out quicker than anybody in the league. And that's not a good thing. Usually that's a good thing, but it's not a good thing now, because that means that, you know, especially T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd, they're not getting down the field, and that's kind of what they do. The other thing is there's not a quarterback. He's got the worst quarterback rating in the NFL right now when scrambling or when on the move. Well, that's not Joe Burrow. Right? Joe Burrow is great off script. He's great on the move. So they're in trouble. They have to sit him down. I've been saying it. Doesn't that make sense to you, though? Like, if you just want to be average and maybe make the playoffs, then keep playing and be a 500 team and maybe get in. But you have to eat it. If you're the Bengals staff and organization, eat the next month, eat 3 weeks, whatever it is to heal, eat it. Hope you can hang around. Pray you can hang around. Because then, even if you get in as a wild card, you know you got a shot with a healthy Joe. Without a healthy Joe, you're done. It's a wrap. So in the betting, more importantly, in the betting markets with this, it's a trap for me. I don't like it. I was, you know, before that, previously, I was looking at, you know, say everyone thought since he's bounced back. Now I kind of feel like everyone's maybe it's over exaggerating to how bad they are. I think I would maybe lean, I hate to say it, I would maybe lean Cincy in this game, just because they're every it's so far the other way now. I might even lean Cincy. I know it's not a popular choice. Are you frozen? If you can't hear me. But continuing. Another thing I like a season bet. Hey, are you back, Joe? There you go.
I think so. Technical difficulties all over the place here. So
can I give you one more season bet?
Yeah, let's have it.
I was just looking at the big game of the week, right? I was looking at the markets here. This is obviously a stretch, but is there not a chance that the Niners, this is a long shot, depending on the numbers, but there's not a chance that the Niners can run the board here? If you look at the schedule, here's the thing from a betting standpoint. They have a very, very tough schedule. I don't think let's finish. They have a very, very difficult schedule. But the two toughest matches are Cleveland coming up after this game against the Cowboys. Cleveland and Cincinnati, obviously both pretty, were supposed to be pretty good teams, but now they're both dealing with quarterback issues, injury issues, right? They got Seattle, which in Seattle, you know, can be a handful. But depending on what the numbers are, if there's some good numbers on a sprinkle long shot for the Niners to run this thing, I would do it. I think they're a favorite in every game I see moving forward. And I think it's worth a sprinkle. They're that good, not well balanced. The one thing they can do is if they're not playing well one part of the ball, one side of the ball, the other always picks up, right? So if you want to win every game, that's the formula to do it.
Yeah, that might be one to consider. Now, one other team that I want to ask you about is a good kind of surprise is the Houston Texans. Now, they go into Jacksonville. Yeah. They beat them by 20. And they proved that was no fluke because then the Steelers come into Houston. They beat them by 20. Sorry, Davis. You got me?
There we go. We're back. Yeah. Houston. Joe, to be honest, I haven't spent a whole lot of time looking at Houston, but I have talked to a couple people down there that are very familiar with the quarterback gurus. And one of them is Mark Trestman, who I spoke with last week, who is a longtime quarterback, former coach of the Chicago Bears, and a longtime kind of a quarterback. Quarterbacks are a specialty, and he was talking a lot about what's going on in Houston there offensively, and just raving over what he's doing. And it's just, to me, it's impressive. And no, I would go, but if I could go back now, I would not take CJ Stroud. I would still take Bryce Young, but yeah, what he's doing there down there, phenomenal. The rest of what's going on, I haven't spent the time studying those games because they're not as much time to dive into that team in depth, but yeah.
Yeah, you got to give Bryce Young more time. He's three games in. I'm seeing people giving up on the guy already. But yeah, no doubt about it. CJ Stroud off to a great start. What do you got for us, Davis?
Ayuk outside in that one too, Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. Yeah, you with that one as well.
I love chemistry with Brock Purdy.
Absolutely. He's been the big difference for that offense. We already talked about how well balanced they are, how great they are, but he's become a true number one, an elite guy. In this matchup, you're going to have to leave him alone out there, and he's going to get his one-on-ones. And he's too much to handle right now. He's big body and timing routes, and then outside, I saw some clips. He's pretty special right now.
Yes, sir. All right, Davis, we'll leave it at that. We wish you best of luck with your bets here on the weekend. Thank you again for joining us. We'll catch you again next Thursday, and hopefully we'll figure out these audio issues.
All good. It's life. Cheers. Have fun. Sir. Let's go. Have a week.
That is life. Yes, sir. All right, Davis, the man right there. Okay, let's shift gears here. Let's shift over to college football. We got a lot to discuss here. Let's bring in our guy down in sunny Las Vegas. Brad, how are you making out today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me as always, Joe.
Yes, sir. Okay, so we have an avalanche of games to discuss, six to be exact. If you missed Brad's appearance on the Monday show, he gave out Louisiana Tech +5.5. That game's going down tonight. And Fresno State -5.5. We have three best bets to add to those games and also a couple big games to discuss here. So, Brad, let's start with the best bets. And we'll start with the total. Arkansas State and Troy, a real barn burner. I'm having a bunch of guys over to watch this one, but the total for that one sitting at 51.5. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, we're going to go over the total here. And this time of year, sometimes you're looking for any edge that you can get. And sometimes in that regard, you're looking for fundamental changes for teams that have already made a change. And Arkansas State being the one that's made a change here recently at the quarterback position. They went to a young kid that's been dynamic over the last two games. If you remember, I think everyone remembers Arkansas State losing 73-0 in week one. Well, that offense has gotten a lot better since then because of the quarterback change. And you got a kid the last 2 weeks that's thrown a total of 9 touchdown passes, 1 interception. Offense dramatically improved. And then I also think, why was this total sitting in the low 50s? Well, Troy's played a lot of grind them out games the last couple of weeks in Sun Belt competition against Georgia State and James Madison. So I think their offense is due to against a worse Arkansas State defense to kind of expound and explode here. So let's go over 51.5, Arkansas State, Troy.
Yeah, it could be a fun one there. Next up, we have NC State taking on Marshall. We have a spread inside of a touchdown, 6.5. What are you looking at for this one?
Yeah, it's a similar theme here. Let's go ahead and play on the fundamental change. And this is on the NC State side. They benched their starting quarterback, Brennan Armstrong, who was the reason they lost last week against Louisville. I mean, he big time struggled with the turnovers, almost all year, but specifically last week. They go to a kid by the name of N.J. Morris, has experience. In fact, he was in a similar position with NC State last year, came in during the middle of the season, really sparked the offense. They won a couple of games under him. So I like this dynamic athlete that gives this offense a spark. Let's go ahead and lay the 6.5 with NC State.
Okay, next up, we have a big number, a 19-point spread between Michigan and Minnesota. Do you like the favorite or do you like the dog in this one?
I like the favorite, believe it or not. And I know a lot of people are, oh, wow, lower total, you're laying it with Michigan. Well, here to tell you, I know they haven't covered a bunch of point spreads this year, but they covered last week. And you know what they've covered? This number in every single game this year. So, yeah, it looks like a big number, but not for this Michigan team. If you go back to last week's game, that was a complete performance. Keep in mind, they're playing without Harbaugh and some of their other assistant coaches the first 3 weeks of the season. Now they've gotten into Big Ten play. They looked a little bit more buttoned up. And they just absolutely destroyed a Nebraska team last week on the road, a Nebraska team that should have beaten Minnesota earlier this year. So I like Michigan minus the 19.
So explain that philosophy. A lot of novice bettors might not understand it, but when you have a low total in a game with a big spread, a lot of people will lean towards the underdog in that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it makes sense. I mean, limited scoring, you want to be in a lot of those examples, you want to take the big point spread there. I hear you. I understand that. And a lot of times I'm in that position. I just think, you know, the bigger mispricing is on the Michigan side, going through the motions the first 3 weeks without their head coach, now appear to be more buttoned up once conference play hits. And then, you know, Minnesota's dealing with a few injuries that aren't being properly priced, in my opinion.
Okay, let's get into some of these big games here. No game bigger this week than Texas-Oklahoma. Of course, Saturday afternoon, 6.5-point spread. Which side are you on for this one?
Yeah, I don't think you got to be Elon Musk to figure this one out. Texas minus 6.5 is the play for me. I just think they're the more buttoned-up team. I got data points. It's all about data points this time of the year because you got really disparity as far as data points. Who has someone played? You know, Texas, I mean, has gone on the road and beaten Alabama. That's arguably the best data point of any team this entire season so far. And yet Oklahoma really hasn't played anybody yet. Yeah, they're 5-0. Yeah, they've covered every single game as far as the point spread. But, man, diving into them and rewatching some of their games, they struggle for long stretches. SMU, that was a 14-11 game late third quarter in that one. Cincinnati, they won by 14, but, I mean, it was Cincinnati struggling multiple trips inside the red zone. Otherwise, that could be a one possession game or even tighter than that. So I just think Texas, I've seen what their A game looks like. I haven't seen Oklahoma's A game, and I'm not sure that they can match Texas's A game in this one. So let's lay the 6.5 with Texas.
Okay, next up we have Georgia looking to make a statement here, a 14.5-point favorite versus Kentucky. Do you like the Bulldogs or do you like the Wildcats here?
Yeah, chalk heavy this week, but let's. I think it's a rare opportunity to buy low, sell high in a Georgia game, and you're actually on the Georgia side of things, a Georgia team that has not covered a point spread all season long. But I'm here to tell you, you know, it's all about urgency with them. And you see them play with urgency when they get down in these games against South Carolina and Auburn. And then the light bulb clicks on in the second half. You're like, oh, okay, that looks like, you know, one of the best teams in the country. I think you see it from start to finish here. I think Kentucky's domination of Florida is the sell high spot. Really didn't like what I saw from Kentucky the first four games of the season. So I'm going to weigh those four games over just one data point. And I think that domination of Florida by Kentucky grabs Georgia's attention at home, at night. I think it's a cheap number here. I made it 17.5, so let's lay 14.5.
Okay, let's bring things home with another total play here. We have Alabama trying to keep that championship window open. They're taking on Texas A&M. Game has a total of 46. Do you like the over? Do you like the under for this matchup?
Yeah, let me first talk point spread. I wouldn't be a bit surprised A&M closes the favorite in this one. Word out of Wednesday's practice is Jalen Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama, might have pulled a hammy. So keep that in mind as we get closer to game time and see how legitimate those reports are. I'm going to go under because I trust the two things that I trust the most in this are both teams' defenses. Alabama's defense has been playing at a championship level the last three games. And then A&M, if you follow A&M recruiting, bunch of five-star kids, freshmen and sophomores, you're starting to see them ascend here, especially the last 2 weeks against Auburn and Arkansas, and a misleading higher scoring game against Arkansas last week that featured three non-offensive touchdowns. All those reasons are why I'm going under here, including the possible quarterback injury to Alabama, under 46.
Whew, baby. Brad, that is a lot of action here for Saturday, so it should be an absolute blast here Saturday, and some Thursday night college football action as well, so that should be fun going head-to-head with the big Bears-Commanders game. So, Brad, that does it for today. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you again on Monday, where maybe we'll take a look at the National Championship Futures Board and see where the Heisman odds stand as well. But best of luck with your bets here tonight and this weekend. We'll catch you next time.
Appreciate it as always, Joe. Take care. Good luck on your bets, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Woo! Wrapping right up here, 31 minutes in. And guess what, guys? I didn't forget to recap the picks from the top of the show. If you're just tuning in, for the Brad Powers segment here, here's who we picked for the Thursday night football game. I like the under in this game, 44 and a half. You're going to find some stats that point toward the over, some that point to the under. I just can't trust either of these offensive lines, nor can I trust either of these quarterbacks, really. So I'll go under there. Going to take a big swing on DJ Moore, 100 or more receiving yards, plus 650. I think that's massively mispriced. The Commanders have allowed three separate 100-yard receivers in four games already this season. Also, we have from Jingles, he picked Josh Howell to rush for over 13.5. rushing yards, and Zach Wilson on the weekend looking to build off of some momentum there last week versus the Chiefs to go over 201. We had a poll up in the live chat. 57% of you guys are on the Commanders to cover tonight. This could be it for Matt Eberflus, the coach of the Bears. Well, they lost 14 straight games now. So here's the thing. People always, you got to fire the coach. You got to fire Josh McDaniels. You got to fire Brandon Staley. No one ever says who they want to replace him with. So then the team will just have another problem on their hands. Did the Bears have somebody on their staff that can step in as head coach? If Eberflus gets fired here, five games into the season, who knows? Time will tell on that one. But we will leave it at that. We thank you guys for joining us. If you like the show, it's very easy to let us know. There's a like button right down there while you're at it. There's a subscribe button down there as well. Lots of great content here on the Covers YouTube channel. We have a video preview for every single NFL game this week. Also, some college football stuff, some golf, some UFC. If you like betting on sports, Covers is the place to be. We will leave it at that. Best of luck with your bets for Thursday night football. We'll see you tomorrow. Woo!